This is the Mighty 690 KGGF. We're joined in studio now by Coffeyville Chief of Police, Quinn Bromley. And Chief Bromley, always great to have you in here. We're always look forward to our monthly visit with you here on the Thin Blue Line.
Hey, thanks for having me.
A lot of stuff going on in Coffeyville right now, and you know, we're always concerned about crime, and there's always, you know, it seems like you can take statistics and make them look any way you want. A few years ago, there was a post going around social media that said we were one of the most dangerous cities in the state of Kansas, and that was based on some crime statistics. Well, we have new crime statistics that are getting ready to come out, and how are things looking for us here in the city of Coffeyville?
Well, about 2 weeks ago, I was fortunate enough to get a sneak peek at those crime stats. These are stats that are generated off the criminal offense reports that we report to the Kansas Bureau of Investigation, which is then in turn turned over to the FBI. Our stats have dropped significantly. We are now experiencing a 10-year record low for crime in Coffeyville for the 2017 year. So at the height of our crime stats for total property crimes, we were somewhere in the 87 crimes per 1,000 people. We have dropped down to 52 out of 1,000. So those part one crimes are going to be your burglaries, your thefts, your rapes, murders, the big ones, arsons, car theft. And so although that we have had some high-profile crimes recently, those did not contribute. They do contribute, but they didn't send us extremely high as far as the crime rates are concerned. So we have dropped significantly, and I attribute that to you know, citizens actually taking ownership of their community and doing some of the things that we have been talking about over the past year, which is locking their cars up and putting their valuables away and turning lights on, and that has helped. I think it's also helped that the men and women of the Coffeyville Police Department have been out aggressively working hard and doing what they can to help make our streets safer.
And I guess probably having a new jail hasn't hurt the effort either.
Yeah, that has helped. Obviously, you know, I made it clear when we did groundbreaking that we were going to have a jail and that I was going to do everything in my power to fill it up every day that I could. And although we have been short-staffed and it has not been to full capacity, I certainly encourage my officers to go out and, between calls for service, to be proactive and go out and make arrests. And they are doing that. And it's obviously reflecting on our crime stats.
And even, you know, while property crimes are down, we're also seeing a decrease in those violent crime rates, too, which is impressive because we may not have necessarily expected that given some of, as you mentioned, the high-profile cases we had last year, including a triple homicide and things of that nature.
Correct. And I think a lot of that is due in part to the fact that, again, our officers are making a lot of arrests and they're putting people in jail. And those people are sitting in jail behind bars and they're not out on the streets committing crimes. So, you know, the ball's now in the prosecutors and the court's court, no pun intended. But, you know, it's up to them now to ensure that those criminals stay locked up. We do our part and go out and investigate the crimes and make the arrests, and then from there the next step of the law enforcement system and judicial system is to get them prosecuted and convicted.
The one thing also that's been going on over at Coffeyville PD, your officers have some new vests. Now, we've talked about the new vests they were going to get, and they have now arrived, and officers are able to wear those, and I guess they've had, you know, a little time to kind of test those out, so to speak, and how are they liking them?
I've heard nothing but positive from the officers that are wearing it. The outer vest garment is an optional wear, so the officers that do not want to wear it and prefer to wear their ballistic vest underneath their uniform still have that option, and they are currently doing that. The officers that are wearing the outer vest, they enjoy the fact that during the hot weather, when they come into the station, they can pull that vest off immediately and cool down. And if they receive a call for progress or in call for service, they can quickly don that vest and go out the door and head out. And it takes just a matter of seconds to put it on. So they're very pleased with it.
Yeah. Well, and it's nice to get new equipment. It's always, you know, even the smallest piece of equipment can be a great boost to morale. And not that, you know, I mean, those vests are not inexpensive by any stretch of the imagination, but still to be able to outfit those that want them is a good thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, we're seeing some more counterfeit bills around Coffeyville. What's going on with the funny money?
Well, it's pretty unusual. Typically, we receive when we do receive counterfeit bills, they are in the $20 denomination. What we are seeing now, we are seeing counterfeit fives, tens, twenties, and fifties. And in the month of July, I think we had six reports of counterfeit money being passed. And so, again, you know, I've told your listeners to really scrutinize any money that they receive. I know that a lot of people are fixated on the $20 bills, but it's quite apparent that the criminals have changed up their game and they're now doing smaller denominations as well as the larger. And it should be a red flag if you receive anything over a $20 bill anyways, but definitely scrutinize the fives and tens that you're receiving. All paper money you should be scrutinizing now.
Yeah, they just keep getting more savvy and savvy in the way they counterfeit the money. And, you know, I kind of wonder sometimes, why would you bother with the prison term for a $5 bill? But I guess you think maybe that'll be easier to sneak past someone.
Yeah, absolutely. You can disguise a $5 bill in a stack of other currency. And the clerks are going to quickly, especially if, you know, if a clerk is busy and have a lot of customers backed up waiting to check out, they're going to move that money relatively quickly. And that's what the criminals are counting on. And I can only imagine that these bills are being passed during rush hour type periods, peak hours, you know, when the business is really full of patrons in there.
Well, one event that happens every year, and it's always a big event. A lot of people enjoy it. A lot of families like to go out. You've got the National Night Out coming up next Tuesday.
Right. Next Tuesday at 5:30 p.m., National Night Out will kick off. Man, I am having a hard time talking today. And
it happens to the best of us.
I'm telling you. It kicks off at 5:30 p.m., and it'll be up at the hill at the swimming pool. Members of the public are all encouraged to come out, and we have free swimming. There'll be hot dogs out there and a lot of static displays, a lot of entertainment out there for people to enjoy the evening.
Are the beer goggles going to be back?
The beer goggles will be out there, and most certainly welcome to come out and test your skills wearing those. I can tell you that you have to be an expert to wear beer goggles and operate a golf cart.
I'm not sure I'm very good at a golf cart without anything in me, so it could be interesting.
I have a hard time wearing them and just taking 2 to 3 steps. So
school's getting ready to get back in session too, and I guess people are going to need to kind of be on the lookout here for classes getting underway.
Yeah, August 13th, school fires back up, and so we're going to see an increase in children walking to school, riding their bicycles, and so it's very important for the public, especially those operating motor vehicles, to slow down. And as I've said before, put your electronic devices down. You should do that all the time, but put those electronic devices down when you leave the house. Get your head on a swivel, keep your eyes up on the road, slow down and watch out for the children. And parents need to make sure that everybody's buckled up in the vehicle.
Yeah, and a lot of kids like to either bicycle or walk to school, and that's why it's so important. You said put your head on a swivel. That's why you need to do that, because kids are kids, and they're focused on getting to school and getting back in touch with their friends once they get back in class, especially right at the first of the year. There's a lot of excitement and energy there, and they're not always paying the best attention.
No, they're not. And you know, I have seen children walking around Coffeyville looking down at the sidewalk as they're walking. They are definitely not paying attention. Some are walking looking at electronic devices. But it's the ones on the bicycle that are darting out and crossing the roadway that, and, you know, children crossing the street, you definitely have to watch out for. And, you know, while we're talking about this, parents that are dropping their children off at school, don't park in the street to do it. Park in designated parking spots. I'm going to tell my officers to get out there and start doing enforcement. And, of course, they'll have discretion, but I'm going to stress to them to get out there and enforce our traffic laws, especially around the school zone. So it would behoove any motorist to take heed of that warning and follow the law and slow down and watch out for the kids.
Yeah, and in Coffeyville, I mean, we have really three major school zones for the most part, on Klein, of course, 8th Street, and then over by Holy Name, right?
Correct. And then, you of course, you have 11th Street with college. But, yeah, those three main school zones for children are the areas that people need to really pay attention in. They should do it on all streets or all surface streets in whatever community they live in. But particularly in Coffeyville, those are the school zones, and they definitely need to slow down.
Yeah, 20 miles per hour through there.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, Fair and Rodeo is coming up, and everyone's always, that's always a great, great fun event for the community. Of course, I assume some of your officers will be out there kind of stepping up patrols, and usually we see the sheriff's office out there too, his deputies out and about. So what should people keep in mind as they head out to the Interstate Fair and Rodeo this year?
You know, we want everybody to enjoy the rodeo and to have a safe and good time. One of the things that I would point out is that in the past we have had problems with people parking their vehicles off in areas outside of the area that we typically patrol, and those vehicles have been broken into and the property stolen. So a good message to anybody that's planning on attending the Fair and Rodeo would be to park your vehicle in a well-lit area or in the designated parking areas that the Fair and Rodeo has established where we patrol. And if you are going to park somewhere outside of that area, you definitely need to park, try to find a well-lit area, lock your vehicle up, remove your valuables from sight, the common sense stuff. But unfortunately, sometimes common sense isn't a common virtue. So we end up unfortunately having to investigate vehicle break-ins. Now, there are times, and I will say this, that people do take those precautions and their cars still get broke into, but that is a rare occasion, but it does happen.
Yeah, and you know, parking does sometimes get a little tight at the fairgrounds out there at Walter Johnson Park, but as you mentioned, as best you can, there are other lots that are well lit nearby where you could park, and try to find those spots and save yourself some headache, and you're not out stumbling around in the dark looking for your car either that way.
Exactly, and you know, it's just important that people do that and take that extra step to ensure that their property is safe. We do our best that we can, but we're a limited number of people, and we need, as I've always said, we need the public to help us help them, and this is one way to do it.
All right. Well, Chief Bromley of the Coffeyville Police Department, anything else you'd like to add?
Summer's just about over, so enjoy it while you can.
And Chief Bromley, thank you again for joining us. I'm Deborah Woodall. This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.